You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not express the opinion of anyone at KDUX, Richland College, or the DCCD. Today is part two of a show I started yesterday, and that was on foreign policy, namely the failure of the Barack Obama foreign policy. Now, the President of the United States was at West Point today and gave a speech, much of it on foreign policy. Much of it was not new, though. It was really repeating statements that he's made in the past. But what he really emphasized, and this is what I want to get into, is he thinks military, and here's where I agree with him, the military really should be a last resort. It shouldn't be a first resort. All presidents usually have a long list of options on any foreign policy issue or crisis. And the military option never should be off the table, but the same token should not be the first one you engage in. Diplomacy, using the Department of State, is obviously way ahead of using military force, and that's what we're talking about. But another option is using covert operations, and that involves the CIA as well as what's called special operators. Think of the Navy SEALs, for example, that are trained in going into countries, and they're well-trained in killing people. And that's what they're about. And that's what we're talking about here. The overthrowing of governments. That's what happened in Libya. That's really what happened in Egypt. Didn't work out too well. And the United States today is trying to do it in Syria. Now, here's the problem. We're in an election year. President Obama has a problem, and so does the Democratic Party. A big problem. Because the American people, by a fair margin, don't like Obamacare. And we have a series of scandals, including Fast and Furious, Benghazi, the IRS, just to name three, on top of the big scandal of Obamacare. And now we have the Veterans Administration. So it doesn't look very, very good for the Democratic Party come November. I really think the Senate will be taken over by the Republican Party. It's theirs to lose, and they're perfectly capable of losing it. And we still got 5 months. We have June, July, August, September, October. We have 5 months and about 10 days. I've seen it in the past. The Republicans can blow it. And I think the issue that they probably could blow it big time is if they do anything on illegal aliens. Namely, if they try to pass anything that smacks of amnesty or a pathway to citizenship or giving legal status to the illegal aliens that are here. If they do that, the conservative base will stay home. That will be the reaction. And what I mean by stay home, they won't support the establishment. It's really the Republican establishment, including John Boehner, the House Speaker, as well as the majority leader in the House, Cantor, that are behind the Republicans really capitulating on immigration and giving Obama what he wants. The problem is the Republican base, including many in the House and in the Senate, simply don't trust Obama. And that's a legitimate reason not to do anything on immigration. Because if you do it, you will alienate your own base. And it's crazy. Now, I will spend some time at the end, if I have it, to go over the immigration situation, because I think it is part of foreign policy. Because the United States has been invaded, ladies and gentlemen, invaded. And it's the United States, the federal government's responsibility to protect the American people as well as the states from invasions. What am I talking about? And I'll get back to foreign policy in a minute. And I've said this on past shows, so I'm going to keep it real short. There's not 11 million illegal aliens in the United States. If you blot, that is the propaganda, big lie number that you'll hear from commentators on both sides. No one is willing to look hard at that number. I have looked hard at that number, and it's unbelievable. It's a big lie. Now, why do I say that? I'll keep it real short. Go talk to the people that are patrolling the border, the U.S. Border Patrol, and go out with them if you can arrange it, if you're part of the press. What will you say? They will apprehend people crossing from the Mexican to the into the United States, people, depending on how many Border Patrol's agents are in the car. Let's say they're just two. They might get two or three or four people crossing. But for every one that they apprehend, conservatively, it's been estimated by them, their own leadership, conservatively, three to five get away. And the more realistic number, it's over five. Now, let's assume the range is right, three to five. One of them will return. So that means somewhere between two to four illegal aliens are breaking into the country. Now, up to real recently, the average was over a million apprehensions every year. In some cases, if we go back to the Clinton years, and that was the biggest ones, we were approaching 2 million. But on average, it's been about a million. So do the math. If you multiply by 2, that means 2 million are breaking into the country. If you multiply by 4, that's 4 million. I don't know what the right number is. I'm not in a position to use satellite photographs and analysis to determine what it is. But it's somewhere between 2 to 4 million a year. Let's keep it simple. Let's call it 3 million. And this has been going on for 15 years. That's why, if you just based on that estimate, it's about 45 million. I think the range is somewhere between 30 million and 50 million. And if you try to pin me down, I would say probably over 40 million. I don't know the exact number. Now, why is that important? If that number really got exposed and the majority of the American people understood that it's not 11 million, it's somewhere between 40 and 50 million, you'd have marches in the street. You'd have the Tea Party would be revived again. Because the American people understand what this does. This hurts them when they go for a job and their children and their grandchildren. And they know what's happening. The Democratic Party is selling out the American worker and the American people. That's what they're doing. And the reason they're selling out, the Democratic Party is selling out, but so is the Republican. But let me address the Democratic Party for a minute. They rightly believe that 2 out of 3 or 3 out of 4 of those illegal aliens, if they can get legal status and eventually become citizens, they will become Democratic voters. And I think that they're absolutely right, that probably at least 2/3, if not 3/4, will become Democratic voters. And if that happens, and it won't happen overnight, but whether it's 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, what does that mean? That means a guaranteed lock by the Democratic Party in winning the House, the Senate, and the presidency, and many state legislatures. That's a lot of new voters, folks. And that would totally tilt the balance over to the Democratic Party. That's their thinking, and more Americans are waking up to that fact. They're being sold out. The American worker is being sold out by the Democratic Party, and that means blacks, and that means Hispanics, and that means poor whites, because most of those illegal aliens are illiterate. They're poorly educated. They have very few skills. The reason why business wants them, they're cheap, compliant labor. So the Democratic Party is concerned with one thing, and that's power, and remaining in power and increasing their power. And they see the illegal aliens as their path to power. They don't really care about you and me. And eventually the blacks will wake up and the Hispanics will wake up. And one day they'll say, wait a minute, what happened to the American dream? What happened to the American dream? Is there any wonder that we've had very high unemployment rates, over 6% every single day Barack Obama has been in office. There's a reason for that, because you have illegal aliens competing and working in the United States. So that's what's in it for the Democratic Party. What about the Republican Party? What's in it for them? And why is some of the leadership in the Republican Party wants to go along with the Democrats? Now, they can't come out and say, well, we're for amnesty, because they've tried that, and the Republican base, as well as the American people, revolted. Remember, this is not the first time that they've tried this, to provide amnesty. But they're still telling that story. It's only 11 million. They're in the shadows. They're not in the shadows. They're working everywhere. They're working right on this campus. I had my car serviced today. They're working in that dealership, and I'm not going to embarrass them. They are. They're working all over the United States. These are jobs that American citizens born here should have. They should not have to compete with 30 to 50 million illegal aliens, and that's what we're talking about. It's all about cheap and compliant labor. That's what the Democratic Party wants, and the Republicans want it, because businesses, especially medium and large-sized businesses, want that cheap labor and will make huge campaign contributions to the Republican Party if they go along with so-called immigration reform. Ladies and gentlemen, all immigration reform is, when you look into it, is a citizenship for all the illegal aliens that are here. That's all it is. Now, they have different routes and all this, but once you give them legal status to work, it's only a matter of time before they get citizenship. And they're willing to wait. The Democratic Party and the Republican Party are willing to wait. Now, I think it's political suicide for the Republicans to engage in this. Remember what happened in the 80s? Reagan went along with his party and the Democratic Party and granted amnesty. Now, initially, it was only going to be about a million that were granted amnesty. It turned out to be three times that, approximately 3 million. And the deal was, this will be one time, never again. We will, from here on out, enforce the immigration laws and secure the borders. Did that happen? No, it did not happen. Absolutely did not happen. The borders are wide open today. Wide open. And President Obama is simply not vigorously enforcing immigration law. I'm not saying there's not some people that are deported. There are. Of course there are. It's window dressing, though. Because once you get across the border and make it to a sanctuary city such as Dallas, your chances of being deported are essentially zero. Because the immigration laws are not being enforced, with the one exception being, and this is not even an exception anymore, the fact that if you have a criminal record in whatever country you're from or in the United States, you do run a risk of being deported on that ground if it's serious enough. But even recently, they let out of jail, out of detention centers, illegal immigrants that had criminal records. So even that part is not being enforced as vigorously as it could be. Now, what does this have to do with foreign policy? A nation must control its borders to have sovereignty. And if you don't control your borders, what are you inviting? You're inviting enemies of the United States, such as Iranians, Russians, Syrians, Libyans, Al-Qaeda, to cross over into this nation. And what's happening? They're building networks of terrorist cells across this nation. That is the risk, and it's a big risk, and it's a real risk of when you don't enforce immigration law. We could literally close the borders today, tomorrow. Now, the only problem with that is commerce is taking place between Mexico and Central America into the United States, as well as going the other way. But what I'm talking about is the flow of illegal aliens to this country. Many of them are terrorists. So you got a security problem, a foreign policy problem, as well as a domestic problem. And this is a hot issue. It's going to take someone with the courage to articulate this message. And I have listened to what I would call Republican establishment, as well as their cheerleaders in the media, some who I respect, go on and on and on about the need for open borders and to grant legal status or amnesty. What drives me crazy is they never discuss the fact we have tens of millions of Americans looking for a full-time job. They go on and on and on and on and on. Those poor illegal aliens. We got to do something. We got to bring them out of the shadows. They're hardworking people. They're forgetting about the rule of law. And they're showing their cavalier attitude to the fact that they're unemployed Americans that can't find a job, that are looking for full-time jobs. The best they can do is temporary part-time jobs at a much lower wage. We need to enforce immigration law. We also need to control legal immigration as to the numbers. Both of those are foreign policy issues. We need to tell Mexico, as well as the Central American countries, stop sending your people over here. We're going to get tough, and we're going to deport them and to stop it. And that's what needs to be done, and nobody in Washington is saying this. The Democrats, they're just rubbing their hands together, sucking the Republican Party in to really cutting their throat. And we have Republicans that are so short-sighted, and I dare to say the stupid party, stupid, because this will cut the Republican Party's throat if they go along with it. We've had victories yesterday by Tea Party candidates that threw out two Republican establishment figures. What's going to happen is more and more people are leaving both parties, the Democrat and the Republican Party, becoming independent. Some of those are getting active in the Tea Party movement. But what the American people are saying, we've caught on that you have betrayed us. You've sold us out for power and money. That's what it all is. It's all about political party maintaining your office. In other words, keeping your job. We threw out a congressman that has been there for three decades. The American people are tired of the establishment of both parties ignoring their concerns, which are legitimate. And the concerns are their children are being burdened with more and more debt that they'll never be able to pay. That's crushing the American family in terms of taxes. And to add insult to injury, we've thrown open the borders of the United States. So illegal aliens, what the media euphemistically calls undocumented workers, flood in. And we have no sense of urgency about this. And it disgusts me. I can't say how infuriating it is to listen to these people. Many of the people that I agree with in terms of economic policy. But when you cut to the chase, you can't count on these people. They're betraying you and me. So that the corporations, businesses that have a business model relying on cheap, compliant labor get their way. That's what's happening, including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, just to mention one. And I'm disgusted about it. And fortunately, I'm surprised some of the talk radio hosts that are Republicans first are starting to wake up to this, including Limbaugh, including Levin, and others. They're finally saying to themselves, wait a minute, the Republican Party is selling us out. Well, really, it's a wing of the Republican Party. You see, I cut my teeth when Goldwater ran. That's when I really became a conservative. And Goldwater had to contend with the so-called Rockefeller Republicans, where Rockefeller referred to Nelson Rockefeller. They were liberal Republicans. Now they're progressive Republicans or moderate Republicans. The word of art is rhinos, Republicans in name only. The problem goes a little deeper. You have people that at least talk conservative but don't walk conservative. They also, for campaign money, and that's primarily why the Republicans do it, will sell out their political base and the American people. And it's beyond disgusting. It's sad. It's disappointing, disgusting, sad. And I know why they're doing it, and I want to stop them. And it's not going to happen in one election. What's really needed is a new political party. Where I part company with the Mark Levins of this world, as well as the Rush Limbaughs, is I'm a conservative and really a classical liberal first. And then I look at the party. I look at the candidate second, and then I look at the party. In other words, if the Republican Party were truly libertarian or truly traditional conservative, I would still be a Republican. But that we've lost our way. We have lost our way. The Republican Party has lost the way, and I left. They're not fiscally responsible, and now they're willing to compromise on immigration. Mark my words, that's what's going to happen in the next 90 days. Once these primaries are out of the way, you're going to see the betrayal of the American people, and it's going to start with the Republican leadership. And I hope I'm wrong, but I don't really think so. Because a lot of pressure is being brought to bear, both on politicians and people in the media, to really first obscure the fact that it's still 11 million. It's not. It's 30 to 50. And this is a security issue. It's a constitutional issue, because under the Constitution, it's the responsibility of the federal government to protect the states against invasion. And if 30 to 50 million illegal aliens over a period of 15 or more years is not an invasion, I don't know what is. Secure the borders means secure the borders. It means no tolerance for illegal aliens. And it also means deporting those that are here. That should be a major foreign policy issue and security issue, because there are people, terrorists, coming across those borders and forming cells, sleeper cells, across the nation. And if the occasion arises, they will be activated. And the reason this is being enabled by some short range thinking of both political parties. You see, this is going to backfire, because the truth ultimately will come out. And when it comes out, I think both political parties are committing suicide. They're digging their own graves. They are digging their own graves. And I'll help them dig and pat it down, because I see what they're doing. And I'm mad, I'm outraged, and I want to defeat Democrats and Republicans that are party to this. Whether they call it legal status, a pathway to citizenship, amnesty, it means tens of millions illegal aliens ultimately working here, as well as getting citizenship, and then the game's all over. And it's no longer a game. Because then once they have a clear majority, there's no way a minority can overturn it. Now, I say no way. Yes, there is a way. Wholesale abandonment of both the Democrat and the Republican Party. And that's what's happening as the number of people that are independents goes up, up, and up. Now, I need to turn briefly to foreign policy. You see, Obama has a problem. He ran as the non-interventionist Democrat. He was going to keep us out of foreign countries. He was not going to engage in military intervention abroad. That's what he said, and that's what his base expects. The problem is, he's talking out of both sides of his mouth. He's lying to the American people. He's certainly lying to the left. Because he has been an interventionist president. Take Libya, for example. No, we didn't have U.S. troops in Libya, but we did have the CIA, as well as special operators. You see, and this is part of the problem. Why he's ruling out, or making it sort of the last option, or last resort, to go to military force. What he's been tempted to do is use the Central Intelligence Agency to engage in covert operations. That's why I talked about that in the last show. I'm just going to summarize it here because I'm looking at the time. It's very tempting for any president, especially one that wants to rule out military intervention, to look at the CIA as the choice, because if it's a covert operation, there shouldn't be any publicity. It's secret, folks. It's top secret. It's classified. You don't want the American people to know. You certainly don't want your political base to know you're engaged in this. The problem is he's been found out. It's called Benghazi. That is a blown CIA operation from the very, very start. And it shines a big spotlight in both what happened in Libya first and then why they continue to be there, namely to ship arms first to the Libyan rebels and then to the Syrian rebels. The problem is there was no good side in Libya or Syria. In other words, the proper response, as far as I'm concerned, was not to get involved at all. Let them kill each other because they've been doing it for millennium. There's tribal wars. There's religious between the Shia and the Sunni. They hate each other. But you also have tribal and family that are against each other. We have little or no interest there. So you stay out. That's the wise thing to do. You don't send in our military. You don't send in the CIA. And you don't ship arms to either side. Let them kill each other. I'm sorry to be cold about it, but I don't want to see an American son or daughter be sent over there, whether the person is in the military or the CIA, and get wounded or killed. And that's already happened and will happen again. And the other thing is, and this is probably even more important, he's quickly learning that when you get the CIA involved, you can run into a situation like Syria where Syrians have allies, Iran and Russia, and they're going to push back, and they are pushing back. And what has been the consequence? Today, over the estimate is, although the UN, I think, has stopped counting, there are over 150,000 people that have been killed in Syria, and there are several million displaced persons, in other words, Syrians that have fled the country and have gone into Lebanon, Jordan, Egypt, and other countries in the Middle East. They're fleeing their country because it's a bloody civil war. It's a religious war between the Sunni Syrian rebels on one side and the Shia, and Assad is a Shia. And here's the other thing. Whether you like him or not, he was the legal government of Syria that was attacked by civilians. Now, I'm for neither side. And if they want to kill each other, fine. But it's about time, and the American people are saying this louder and louder, bring the troops home and stop this government intervention. We simply don't have the money, and all we're doing is creating more and more ill will throughout the world. And see, that's Barack Obama's dilemma. The American people don't want military involvement. They really don't want government intervention, and that means the CIA intervening. In other words, get out and stay out. And the problem he has is his base is wising up to this, and he's getting pressure from the neoconservatives, mainly in the Republican Party, that want to intervene everywhere, that want the United States to continue to be policemen of the world as well as promoting democracy. And American people are saying, we've spent too much money, we've had too much dead and wounded, enough is enough, bring the troops home, bring the troops home. No more CIA intervention. They've been killing each other in the Middle East for decades. We can't solve it. And if anything, our intervention even causes more deaths. And that's a message that Republicans and Democrats better learn, because more and more independents, including the Tea Party, are saying we don't have the money, and we certainly do not want to see our sons and daughters killed in lands and then suddenly withdrawn. And that's what's happening. So I think President Obama's foreign policy has been a total disaster. I've given you a lot of information, and the way to get that information is go to pronkpops.wordpress.com. That's pronkpops, pronkpops .wordpress.com. I've given you some videos, and I've given you some articles to really, so you can dig in. Thank you for listening, and you have been listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX, Richland College, or the DCCD. Thank you for listening, and now, America the Beautiful.